Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakhtar.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue our study of commentaries on the Quran. Now we are back to our normal study as we will continue to examine some of the verses of Quran chapter 17 after we have launched a good study to learn about Allah al-Mudil, Allah the God of Muhammad who leads people astray. It was quite a study to see all the verses of the Quran where we learned that not only Satan leads people astray, but Allah leads people astray. People also lead other people astray. As we have seen in our last program, the most amazing thing is that Allah and Satan, sometimes they work together to mislead people astray so that Allah can use these people to fill hell. Today we move on with our normal study, back to normal. It is Quran chapter 17 and verse 44, where we learn about the seven heavens. For in Quran chapter 17 and verse 44, we read, "The seven heavens and the earth and all who are in them praise to him, not anything except praise with his praise, but you do not understand their praises. Surely he was forbearing, forgiving." Just to get a quick note here about Allah in the Quran speaking on the behalf of himself in the past tense. So when you read in the end of that verse, he was forbearing, forgiving. We're talking about Allah. You mean Allah changed? Yes. You mean Allah is no longer forbearing? Yes. You mean Allah is no longer forgiving? Yes. Why? Because it is Allah himself in Quran chapter 17 and verse 44 who stated that he was. If he was, that means he no longer is. And that is a problem which sadly most people do not catch or do not understand. You cannot talk about the true God of the Bible in the past tense and say he was loving, he was forgiving, he was forbearing, which means he is no longer that which we know about God to be, which means God has changed. And if God changed, he is no longer God, because the God of the Bible is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So let's go back to the most important part of Quran chapter 17 and verse 44, which is the seven heavens. Amazingly, when we look at that verse, we see that the seven heavens praise Allah and the earth praises Allah. Obviously, here we see earth written in a singular form, which means it is one earth. But as we see in a little bit later, actually the Quran declared to us that there are seven earths, which means we have a problem here. Why? Because that's a contradiction. How can Allah say seven earths as it is written in Quran 65 verse 12? And in the rest of the Quran, Allah declared one earth in a singular form. But for now, let me share with you all the verses of the Quran where we learn about the seven heavens. You see, the first time we read about the seven heavens, it is what is written in Quran chapter 2 and verse 29. Notice how Allah put that in wording. It is written, he, that is Allah, is who created for you all of what is on the earth, then went straight to the heavens. So he made them seven heavens, and he is knowledgeable of all things. Notice the order. Allah created the earth, then he went to the heaven. How can you go to the heaven if it was not there? It is a problem. He did not say, then he created the heavens. No, then went straight to the heaven. So he made them seven heavens. You could not go to some place to make it or to create it. But obviously, this is a simple mistake Muhammad did not notice, since no one edited his Quran after he wrote it. Therefore, we come up with all these errors throughout the pages of the Quran. Now, let's move on to the second time where the seven heavens were mentioned. And that is Quran chapter 23 and verse 17. For there we read, "And indeed, we here once again is Allah, have created above you seven ways, and we were not heedless about the creation." Seven ways? What is the seven ways? Oh, these are the seven heavens. As for the interpretation of the statement, "and we were not heedless about the creation," the great Muslim scholar Al-Tabri interpreted to say, "and we were not unaware of our creation beneath them," beneath the heavens, "in our creation of the seven heavens above you. Rather, we were their guardians, preventing them from falling upon them and destroying them." You see, Allah is fully aware that there are earth below the heaven, and Allah is protecting the earth by holding the heaven up there firmly so it will not fall on earth and kill all the people who are on the earth. That's exactly what Al-Tabri is telling us, especially as we continue to see the rest of the verses of the Quran, which clearly teaches that heaven is structure and Allah has lifted them up without pillars, and He is holding them with His hands, lest they fall on us and kill us. What a great imagination of Muhammad and all the Muslim scholars who believe in such fairy tales. In the same chapter, that is Quran chapter 23 and verse 86, we learn about not only the heavens, but the throne of Allah, which is above the seven heavens. As Allah stated, "Say, who is the Lord of the seven heavens and the Lord of the great throne?" According to the great Muslim scholar Al-Tabri, he is telling us that here Allah was telling Muhammad to ask the people, those who did not believe in Allah, those who became infidels, about who is the Lord of the seven heavens, who is the Lord of the great throne which surrounds them. The people would say, "It is to Allah." Then Muhammad would say to them, "Don't you fear His punishment because you became infidels and because you deny His news and the news of His messenger?" Of course, it is all made up by Muhammad, as he claimed that was the revelation given to him from Allah. Now, someone may ask, how long did it take Allah to create these seven heavens? Don't worry, we got the answer. It is in Quran chapter 41 and verse 12. For there we read, "So He," that is Allah, "completed them," seven heavens, "in 2 days and revealed to every heaven its affair. And we adorn the world's heaven with lamps and kept." This is the measure of the deer, the knowing. Allah measures everything, and Allah knows everything, and Allah is deer. He made seven heavens, and it took Him 2 days to create these seven heavens. Some people will tell you, well, it appears that according to Muhammad, the lowest heaven is the center, followed by the moon, then Mercury, then Venus, then the sun, then Mars, then Jupiter, then Saturn. As for the planet of constants, it is the one referred to in the Quran as the throne of Allah. And Muslim scholars said the planet Atlas is the one referred to as the glorious throne. So this claim that the heavens are seven and the earth is seven is according to the method of Ptolemy, which astronomical discoveries have shown to be wrong. And I do not believe actually that is what Muhammad meant. This is just the fabrication of so-called Muslim scholars, and the proof it is in the same verse. Why? Listen how Muhammad ended verse 12 of Quran chapter 41. He said, and we here is Allah, adorned the world's heaven with lamps and kept. What is the world heaven? That is the first heaven. That is the heaven above the earth. And how Allah adorned that heaven? He put in it lamps. What is a lamp? These are all the stars which Muslims are trying to use to say these are the seven planets which Allah is talking about in the Quran. I'm sorry, that fabrication will not fit with the simple reading to the word of Allah in the Quran.
600 years after Jesus Christ walked this planet, an obscure Arab preacher began proclaiming a radical and violent new faith. The would-be prophet, Muhammad. The new faith, the religion of Islam. And now, 14 centuries later, over 1.5 billion people claim to follow him and his supposed revelations from God contained within the Quran. But here in the modern West, what do we truly know about this deadly and dangerous religion that has conquered, killed, and enslaved hundreds of millions over the centuries? What do we know of its founder, of its holy book, and of its unalterable mandate to subdue and rule all of mankind? The Lord said through Hosea the prophet that, "My people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge." To combat this lack of understanding, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. It's time you, your church, or your organization becomes equipped with the truth about Islam. We are only one phone call or email away from scheduling a single seminar or even an entire series in your area. Please contact us at 941-223-1703 or by email at vicki@thestraightway.org. That's Vicki spelled V-I-C-K-I. You can also visit our website for more information at www.thestraightway.org. And now, back to our show.
Now let me share with you the evidence from the word of Allah in the Quran that there are seven heavens and seven earth. And that is what Allah stated in Quran chapter 65 and verse 12. And there we read, "Allah is who has created seven heavens and the same number of earth. The divine command comes down through them, all so that you may know that Allah has might over all things, and that Allah indeed surrounds all things in knowledge." Wow. Now I discover that Allah knows nothing. Why? Because there's only one earth. And by the way, there's only three heavens. Not as Allah stated in the Quran, seven heavens, seven heavens, seven heavens. The heaven of the earth, that is where the bird fly and airplanes fly. The heaven of the stars, the sun and the moon and the stars, which declares the glory of God's working hand. And the third heaven, which is the heaven where Jesus is, and that is where the beloved John was ascended to, and the Apostle Paul, who did not know if he was ascended in the flesh or in the spirit only. So here we go, my dear friends, seven heavens and seven earths. Once again, in Quran chapter 67, verse 3, we read about these seven heavens. As Allah stated, "Who has created seven tabaqan?" Now, the word tabaqan is actually a non-Arabic word from Akkadian origin, which means stages. So you can read the verse to say, "Who has created seven stages of heavens?" You cannot see in the creation of the merciful any disorder. So keep looking. Can you see any flaw? While Allah is telling Muhammad and is telling all the Muslim believers, you can just keep looking up in these seven stages, or as Muslim scholars fabricate an interpretation to say, seven heavens. No, the word is not heavens. The word is stages. If we just knew that that word, tabaqan, is not an Arabic word, as Muslims claim. And how far can you look with your eyes to see if there is any flaw in the creation of Allah? What a nonsense. Now let's move on to Quran chapter 71 and verse 15, which is simply a ridiculous question. Why? Listen to what Allah said. "Have you not seen how Allah created seven heavens, one above another?" What a ludicrous question. Who in the world can look by his eye to see these seven heavens one above another? Why is Allah asking such a ridiculous question? And who's going to argue with Muhammad if there were seven or if there are 70? After all, they are above each other. And we live far, far, far away from these heavens. Finally, in Quran chapter 78, verse 12, we read, "And built seven strong above you. Here is the interpretation of the great Muslim scholar Al-Tabari, who stated, "The Most High, that is Allah Himself, says, 'And we roofed above you,' so He made the roof a building, since the Arabs used to call the roofs of houses, which are their sky, a building, and the sky was a roof for the earth. So He, that is Allah, addressed them in their language, since the revelation was in their language. And Allah said, 'Seven strong ones, as they were tightly bound with no cracks or breaks in them, and the passage of nights and days does not wear them out.'" Wow. Here I must say, these great Muslim scholars have greater imagination beyond anybody else's imagination. Yes, seven strong ones, they interpreted them to be seven roofs, which are the seven heavens. Can we find any evidence somewhere else in the Quran to support that? Yes, indeed. As we go through the Quran, we see that Allah actually declared that heaven is a structure. As we read in Quran chapter 13, verse 2, Allah is who lifted up the heavens without amat. The word amat here is a non-Arabic word from Akkadian or Aramaic origin, which means columns. So we can read the verse again. Allah is who lifted up the heavens without columns. You see it. Then He sat on the throne, and He made the sun and the moon subservient. Each traveled to its named time. He arranges the affairs. He explains the verses. Perhaps you may be certain of meeting your Lord. And here we must say once again, wow. Allah lifted up the heavens without any columns, without any pillars. Yes, indeed. And not only that, He actually holds the heaven with His hand. Because if He will let it go, it will fall on us and it will crush us. And that is exactly what is written in Quran chapter 22 and verse 65, which is another great evidence that heaven is a structure which Allah is holding by His hand. For there we read, "Do you not see that Allah has made subservient to you what is on the earth, and the ships run in the sea with His command, and He, that is Allah, holds the heaven so that it will not fall on the earth except with His permission. Surely Allah is with the people, compassionate, merciful." Aren't you thankful that Allah is compassionate and Allah is merciful, that He stand all day, all night, hold the heavens with His hand? Because if He will let it go, it will fall on us and it will crush us. That is exactly what Allah declared to us in the Quran. And that's exactly what all Muslim scholars believe. My friends, the teaching of the Quran concerning the seven heavens and the seven earths is simply pure comedy for people who do not have any logic or understanding. Well, let us close our study for today by looking at one final passage, and that is Quran chapter 17, beginning from verse 90 to 93. "And they," these are the angels of Quraysh, "said, 'We will not believe you,'" you here is Muhammad, "'until you gush a spring from the earth, or a garden of palm trees and grapes will be yours, so you gush the rivers gushing through it, or you make the heavens to fall on us in pieces as you claim, or you bring Allah and the angels to face us, or you have a highly embellished house, or you ascend to the heaven, and we will not believe in your ascension until you send down on us a book.' We read, 'Say, praise be to my Lord, was I except a human messenger?'" Notice here, that verse alone explained to us that the claims of the Muslims in their interpretation to Quran chapter 17 verse 1, which is that Muhammad was taken from Mecca to Jerusalem and from Jerusalem to the heavens back to earth is not true. Why is that? If this was true, and here they're asking Muhammad for a miracle by which they will believe in him, which is that he will ascend to the heaven. If that was the case, why Muhammad did not say, hey, I just went to heaven and came back. That is the evidence through which you must believe in me. No. Muhammad simply answered, praise be to my Lord. Was I except a human messenger? Since Muhammad was just a human and a messenger, he could not ascend to heaven. Which means, once again, the interpretation of Quran chapter 17 verse 1 is a lie. But the most important part from that verse is that the infidels of Quraysh exposed the claim of Muhammad about the heaven, that it is like a ceiling or a structure. And that is when they said to him, or you make the heavens to fall on us in pieces as you claim. Well, I believe from the reading of these verses in the Quran, I see that, yes, Muhammad made great errors in his Quran. One of them is that he claimed that there are seven heavens, and he claimed that they are like roofs or like ceilings, and how great Allah is who lifted them up with our pillars, and how great Allah is in his compassionate and in his mercy that he holds the heavens with his hand that they will not fall on us. And that's exactly what we read throughout the verses of the Quran. And to continue our study of commentaries on the Quran, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul, but now the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.